It's wonderful that you are interested in your dreams. Today, I want to teach you how to keep a dream journal and how to describe a dream in a way that helps you see why you've dreamt it. Thesis 1. There's always a reason why we remember a dream. A dream only becomes a dream as soon as we remember it. Thesis 2. A dream always works towards a goal. It wants you to progress in your development, to integrate or understand something, and to move forward. Please be advised to talk to a professional if you are suffering from reoccurring nightmares or have prophetic or anxiety dreams that disturb you. We now start with the exercise on how to keep a dream journal and to describe a dream. The verbal explanation takes around 5 minutes. However, in your day-to-day life, the exercise takes about 20 minutes. You'll need paper and a pen. Paper rolls, as used in old cash registers, work well for this purpose. Or, for instance, you could write in an oval spiral on square paper too. Be creative in your choice of utensils. Always start with a relaxation. Breathe in and out, without trying to be particularly good at anything. Sit down comfortably and breathe for 2-3 minutes until you've reached a relaxation that resembles the feeling of falling asleep. Start now by remembering the dream on the inside of your forehead. Let the dream events happen, whether it's a dream scene in succession or if they're small, unconnected fragments, remember the events and observe your feelings and emotions that come up while watching the sequences. Now, let one sequence get clearer and remain relaxed. Start with writing by describing the sequence in detail, as simple and realistic as possible. Orientate yourself on the facts of the sequence. Remember to relax in between and resume writing. Observe your feelings and moods that occur during writing. You can take short breaks in order to bring to mind what you are currently feeling and thinking. Open up as honestly as possible to your thoughts and feelings and write them down immediately. Whenever you've said these feelings and thoughts, go back to your dream visual and continue describing it. If it's more than just this sequence, you can fast forward and rewind the dream and continue to write as realistic and simple as possible. Take breaks and open up honestly to your thoughts and feelings and write them down. Write for about 7 to 12 minutes. Take a moment and relax once more. Observe which feelings and thoughts are coming to mind now. Make a short note of it. When have I ever felt like this in my life? What could this dream, the feelings I now have, point to in my day-to-day life? Make a short note of that too. Why am I dreaming this? Grab the first thought that comes to mind and make a short note of it. Read through the whole thing. Once you're done reading through, ask yourself what your inner self is fighting over. Is my dream consciousness trying to tell me something? Which clue is clear and important to me, especially now? What can I take with me for my day-to-day life? Make a last note and end the writing clearly by giving this dream a title and date before filing it in your dream diary.